What is this? Is this salmon?
Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts, podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the GloucesterCast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro.
Get it away from me.
We're live.
It used to be a call. Okay.
All right, we're live.
Welcome.
With Joe's new camera.
Can you scoop?
Nope. Yeah, actually, it is the new camera.
I got Velcro. Oh, he's stuck.
I'm stuck with the Velcro. Chris has already pounded up. Look at you.
What? I didn't eat anything. What is it?
Oh, all right.
This is holiday feedback.
We are very lucky right now to be joined. TJ Peckham's here from and Zoe. Are you part of the business or are you just the marketing person?
She's our social media whiz.
Social media guru.
Yeah.
It's called
Twin Light Smokehouse. Yep.
And we're going to talk about that. We're going to get into all of that in a little bit. He brought some unbelievable food. Chris McCarthy's with us.
Hey, good morning, Gloucester. Happy birthday, Joe.
It's your birthday? Way to drop the leash.
I know. Thank you so
much.
I get sick of the candle
and
the salmon.
I know. Scotty Mack is with us.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Did I introduce you,
Zoe? Yeah.
Okay. Jimmy Dalpia is with us.
Good morning, Gloucester. What's the date of vacation? What's the number?
49.
49.
No, I'm in the 40s.
No, that's too high. You're in the 30s now.
Oh, 39. I'm in the 30s.
Oh, 39.
39.
This is even better.
I can't wait. Nicole Schaff is with us.
Good morning.
Thank you for submitting your topics ahead of time. It's always very helpful for me.
You're welcome. I try really hard.
Jimmy Capello is with us.
Jimmy.
He's on the Karen. And Pat is on
the keyboard.
Thank you, Pat.
Yes. Sounds like a band.
Scotty
Mack's back there.
My sister Felicia's gonna join us. She's late as normal. She's later than my mother was.
Yeah. Right? You're right.
So we have some gifts. And so for the regulars that know what we've been doing. Jimmy, can you turn that monitor? Oh, you got that, right?
Yeah.
For the people that are regulars, we are doing the thing about 3/4 of the way through the podcast. We are anyone that shares the podcast on Facebook gets entered to win. We have a bunch of prizes today. And so the way it'll work is we have Sister Felicia is donating one of her cookbooks. So cookbooks, I don't know how much she charges, like $40, I think, maybe.
45 if it's signed.
45 signed. She's giving away one of her cookbooks. If you share the podcast and type shared on Facebook so that we can see that you shared it, you get entered. And then at the end, we use the random number generator on the phone and we pick the numbers. So there's that. We have Pauline's Gift gave us a Gloucester Fisherman Gator. Also some of her world famous dipshit. From Big Cock Ranch.
It's always a fan favorite.
This stuff is hilarious. Yeah. I've seen their stuff.
And we have two books from Francis J. Sullivan along Triage. So a lot of gifts today. I'm going to let Felicia say she's got a special something else, but I'm waiting for her to come so that we can, and she'll tell us the super special thing that she has. So try to focus right there when we talk.
Okay, yeah.
We got that.
Hi, Mom.
but the star of the show, as far as I'm concerned right here, are these products from Twin Lights Smokehouse. Can you hold this? Jimmy, why don't you do it? Because you can get it straight back. Get it right up there.
What is it? I haven't even tried it.
No, what is this stuff?
Too close. Back up a little.
You've
right there.
Waiting so patiently.
Perfect.
So what do we have here?
Well, so with our Twin Light Smoke products, we've got a bunch of different things I brought today for you guys. I brought smoke mussels. Many people have experienced Sasquatch, Paul's Smoke Muscles. He was the guy who trained us, and me and Mel had taken over, and we started up Twin Light Smokehouse based off of the knowledge he taught us. And then we've taken some other products out there and started developing some new stuff. So Smoke Muscles, kind of a rare thing. Not a lot of people have had them before.
Oh, my God.
And they are. They're delicious. Like, some people are like, I don't like mussels. You get that a lot at seafood restaurants. People who are just like, I don't like mussels. I don't do that. But we encourage people to try these because they're smoked drastically different. So we cold smoke these rather than a hot smoke that we do with the salmon. And then after that, we put it in this oil with a bunch of specialty spices.
Oh,
I have to kill you if we tell you what it is. But they're magical. And the cool thing about it is you can just pop these in your mouth. You can put them on crackers. You can do a lot with them. But the oil inside that has all that flavor, you can also cook with. So if you bring home this 8-ounce container, you put it over pasta. You use that oil to cook whatever vegetables you're going to be doing or whatever fish you're going to be cooking with it too. So it's got a lot of play on it. And that's one of our best sellers. And it's been around for a while. Sasquatch introduced a lot of people to that, Paul. So
you can even eat them with coffee.
Yes, they're great for breakfast in the morning.
So you're Gloucester based.
Yep.
And you took over. So Paul Cohen was known as Sasquatch. He played in a lot of the local bands.
Absolutely.
One man show in the, at the Rum Line, at the Blue Pub.
Yeah.
And Felicia is here.
Felicia is here.
Wow.
All right. Sister.
All right.
All right.
Sister's in the building.
Got a spot for you right there. But you guys, so you took over his space.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, like when we first came in and we're talking, I guess the quick rundown of it is it's hard not to talk about Twin Lights Smokehouse unless we talk about Cape Ann Fresh Catch too. So, Melissa had met Sasquatch through farmers markets and stuff like that. I had met Paul Sasquatch when we worked at Cape Ann Brewery and other spots. He was always serving his food. We actually served his food. We had a fish, smoked fish, cheese plate and stuff. And that's how I got to know Paul, when you're not seeing him playing guitar and stuff. So through Cape Ann Fresh Catch, that company, like I was describing, we have a platform, an online platform. It was created about 12 years ago by the Fishermen's Wives. And then slowly, Melissa and her family had taken it over. And it's a great, you know, it's a great company because the concept is kind of like a farm share. Instead, we do a fish share where through Eastern Mass, as far down as Canton, Sharon, no Cape in the Islands, but as far west as Harvard, Acton, we deliver fresh seafood once a week, door to door, drop spots at like gourmet groceries, farmer stands. And the idea is people will come, pick up their bag with their name on it, the seafood they ordered that was swimming probably like 10 hours ago, super fresh. And then they go in the store or the brewery. We team up with breweries and they buy some other stuff there. So it locally helps out, not just the fishermen get some seafood out there, which they need right now with all the restaurants, everything closed. It also helps these other small businesses get what they need. And with COVID going on, it is a silver lining for us. It also helps people stay safe. You know, we deliver door to door to so many different types of people throughout the whole state, you know, whether it's whole fish, whether it's salmon, whether it's haddock. So the idea is each week and each day, we only distribute what's sustainable and fresh that day. So each day, Zoe gets a text from me when we're packing up the fish and I'll be like, all right, Zoe, it is hake today and it's from Captain Joe. And so we have a bunch of boats we work with. So every person who's getting their fish gets an email and they also know where it came from and exactly what boat. Wow. You know, and down the line, we want to get some pictures with all the captains and crew and stuff too, because we want that up there. So each day they get their fish, they put a face with the fish. So it's a super positive thing. And
fish face.
Yeah, fish face is big. That's a good idea. We should make everybody see the fish face. But so from there, that's when it was just the natural kind of progression. Twin Light Smokehouse, Sasquatch offered, you know, the business up, and it just fits with this platform. They complement each other quite well. So that's awesome. When we started out, and we're like, well, we're not Sasquatch. That's him.
Yeah.
That belongs to him. So we needed a good name. And me and Mel are both locals, Pigeon Covers and Twin Light Smokehouse. Just
so
made perfect sense to
if
us.
If someone's interested in signing up for that program,
you can go to capeandfreshcatch.org and it's all online form. You can sign up for a different amount of weeks, you know, throughout the season, and it's all explained right there for you. But you could do a 1-pounder, 2-pound share. What that means is once a week, whatever your delivery day is, you're going to get a 1 or 2 pound share of whatever that fish is. If you want it kosher, you can write kosher so you never get any of the ground fish. You know, so it'll always be kosher what you get. But we also have a la carte on there. So people, not only are all of our smoke products now available on that online platform, which is great, you can do a la carte. You can get salmon. You can do scallops every day. You can do crab meat. You got Jonah crab meat. You can do, and we have weekly specials. So we just did swordfish week.
Wow.
I mean, we've done live lobsters. We've done, I mean, delivering live lobsters door to door. People leave your coolers out. You're supposed to leave coolers out in front of your house.
Just like the milk.
And there's nothing like a guy who orders like, you know, six lobsters and there's a cooler this big in front of his house. And you're like, or they get whole fish and there's a cooler this big out in front of their house. So we actually do provide coolers if you want coolers too. We do that. So
we have a couple of questions from our listeners. Somebody's asking about the oil.
Well, the oil. So great question. And canola oil is what we use. And a lot of people be like, oh, canola oil? Reason being, Paul, the smoke master, he's tried every oil known to man, and we trust them, and we've listed them. Coconut oil, all these other, because they just sound so much more healthier. But the problem with those oils, they just throw so much off flavors into the muscles. It's no bueno, where canola adds zero flavor.
It's neutral.
And it really, and the key to the oil is that's what preserves them. Those muscles, when you buy them, will last 2 months. Huge shelf life, and being in that oil, so we just put it right over the top of them, and then the oil, like I said, has a ton of flavor to it too.
So, the other question, I think you addressed this. I'm sorry, Joe. Can you send any fish to North Carolina?
Well, it's funny you mentioned it because we just launched Twin Light Smokehouse. We just launched our website about a week ago.
Oh.
And if you go on our website, you can see you can place orders, but not quite yet. Like, we're still waiting for some stuff to come through on that. One being, like, we're waiting for our coolers and our ice packs. Like, we're doing a lot of research because we're kind of, like, the only show in town that's doing it this big besides a couple. There's one big guy in Boston who does it, but, you know, we're an artisan smokehouse. It's very, not to say they're not, we're just smaller scale. So we can focus more on our flavors and batches, so smaller batch. But we look at what they're doing in the Northwest where there's tons of sand. Lots of smokehouses, and everybody offers online shipping. So, like, you know, I wanted to get some out to my aunt in Buffalo in time for the Bills game, which we won't talk about yet. But we shipped it out, and so that's what got us kind of thinking, too. And so we're in the process of doing that. It won't be too far out before anybody can go online and order salmon from us. And it's all just nice incremental sales for us, you know. Not that we're not busy when we're at work, but, you know, throw a couple salmons in a box and ship it to wherever, you know.
It's brilliant. So. It's brilliant. And what I like about it is a lot of people may not appreciate, or maybe they do, it's subtle. It's not, it's the flavor is, it's just a perfect flavor profile of not over the top, because some people get carried away with the smoke and stuff like that. This is just some, it is so.
Have we talked about the dip yet?
Yeah, the hit the deck is
Jimmy, hold that up.
Well, and it's great that you mentioned that because, I mean, that's one of the biggest things Paul preached to us. And, you know, somebody coming from the beer industry, that was always preached to me too. Like, it's always beer first that happens to taste like this flavor, not like tropical punch we're going to try and call a beer. So with Paul always preached, let the fish speak, you know, let the salmon be the salmon that happens to have, you know, this canvas of nice flavor with it, you know, so we try to stick with that. So you guys have a special right now. It's called Hit the Deck. All of our Cape Ann Fresh Catch people are going to get to start to experience that starting tomorrow when we launch our holiday specials. So we have a salmon spread that's phenomenal too. Like goes great on bagels, goes great with a spoon in your face. Like it's awesome. Salmon on salmon's good, you know. So we decided we made a dip with our smoked mussels, and it's called Hit the Deck. So it's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. I'm going to pay you right now before you leave
you
so
too.
I can have some for my fridge for the hot for Thanksgiving.
They got it at Utopia Farm right now too. They were the first to get it just because we had to make some batches. And, you know, so our dips have a 14-day shelf life on them too. So these are some things, you know, we had to start to think about when you're going to do you know, off-premise sales out of your own place is you have to make these things, get them on a shelf in time before they go bad. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the beauty is the salmon and the mussels have 2 months on them, which gives us plenty of time for that stuff. But with your 14-day window, you got to really time out those batches.
Right. When you're gonna, I got a question for you. You just mentioned a 14-day window, and that's a special, and you can get it at Utopia only right now.
Yeah.
On your website, is it going to be listed where your specials at what locations that they're available at?
Yeah, I mean,
all locations.
Right, we're working on that. Yeah. Zoe's getting that down right now. Of like, we've been taking pictures at each one of our accounts of like what's on their shelf, and I think at some point that's what we'll do is list what products are carried there. Just because some of our products, like Waynesville Package Store, they don't carry our dip, but they have all of our different. They have our salmon, they have our mussels, and it's, you know, it's amazing sometimes where some products work and some products don't. And like if our dip's not working on a spot, we don't want to force it on them because we don't want to lose the product.
Yeah,
it's going to go bad in 14 days.
And somebody else wants it.
Yeah. But most of our places carry pretty much everything because it all moves. It moves really fast, and it's been good to see, you know, and it's in unlikely spots. Like you'll find, you know, a package store. Like we've started to find these new avenues.
What is that, what is required to keep this? Like, does it have to be refrigerated?
Yeah,
it goes to the source?
Everything has to be refrigerated. Yeah, people are like, can you freeze it? You can freeze anything. So yeah, you can freeze it. You wouldn't want it though. I mean, 2 months. Yeah. If you can't eat that little candy bar of salmon, you don't eat it the first day. There's something. And maybe you don't like smoked salmon.
No, that's brilliant.
Yeah. So everything's back sealed too, and you know. With the smoking process, it's got a lot of history, you know, with human beings in general. Like once humankind learned how to smoke meat, I mean, it's really a vital staple of how we survived, you know, culturally saving your food over the winter and stuff like that. So there's a lot of history behind it all too, which is great. So
that's a great little pickup for the boat, for a day trip on the boat.
Yeah.
Oh, the thing about salmon is considered a superfood.
Yeah.
Almonds are a superfood.
Yeah, high protein.
High protein.
Yeah.
Good
a lot
fat,
of salt in the smoke, though. I mean, like that's, we get a lot of questions about that. All smoke products are just very high in salt. So that's what makes them age. So
yeah.
It's just
I'm a salt
have
guy.
You thought about teaming up with like Happy Valley to smoke
some of the
smoke gummies?
It's some conversations.
I bet you seals are
going to
that is a one-stop shop. Pat, can you do a roll call?
Sure. I do have a couple of other questions.
Go.
Maybe let me throw those out first. One is, do you do smoked octopus or sturgeon?
No. Not yet, and probably we won't. Like, I mean, for us, we have to focus on the products we have, and we have lots of other products we want to get involved. But for us, the biggest thing we want to jump to next is probably a whitefish like haddock. Us being Cape Ann Fresh Catch, also, and Twin Light is a division of Cape Ann Fresh Catch, you know. So, and the biggest thing about that is local, sustainable. You know, one of my favorite things we get from people is like, "Oh, is your salmon local?" That doesn't exist. You know, it doesn't exist. You know, so we try to get Faroe Island stuff when we can. It's been hard with COVID at times, but you know, most salmon you get that's from Atlantic, it's farm salmon. You know, this isn't so that's a typical question. We get a question about that, but other fish like octopus or anything like that, that's really not on our radar right now. And for several different reasons, but one, the main one being it's not locally like sustainable fish. So like after holiday season, when we get done, it's a little busy right now. We're going to train on doing the haddock. And we really want to get that out because having a local sustainable fish is going to help out the same guys we've been trying to help out, the fishermen. So that's why we've itched more towards, like we did a mussel dip too, like more ways to use the mussel. And it's also about more ways to use the product that you've already created. You know, our salmon spread comes from our peppered smoked salmon. You know, our mussel dip now comes from the mussels we already make. So that way you don't have to deal with too many things shuffling around. But we do have some ideas for the future as far as our other smoked fish. Like when we get a white fish, one of the big ones we want to come out with is called Taco Time. It's just made for burritos and tacos, like spicy hot.
Nice.
Like we're kind of looking at some of the other trends in the food industry, and it's like everybody loves tacos. So it's like we need a taco one.
Taco Tuesday is a big thing in a lot of people's houses.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
it should be.
Taco Tuesday is actually a registered trademark now.
Is it?
Yes. I think it's called Taco John's. So they were trying to compete with Taco Bell, and then they ended up using the term Taco Tuesday, which everybody does. And so then now you can't use that term because they trademarked it already.
Guess what? I don't think they're coming after
Now we're studios. In trouble.
No.
Okay,
I want to
stop the
presses.
I want to do
burrito sabado. It's the same thing. Like, people use that so loosely.
They do.
But now you can't.
It's become a thing.
Yeah.
Well, they're brilliant that they trade on. They need a pretty big legal department to like come after.
They went after some. I think they went after Taco Bell. I think it was or another.
Do they want to
war?
We're in trouble. I guess
bring
we're
it on, man.
We're gonna have to dip into the.
No 451.
Do they know who our attorney is? Jim Dalpiaz.
Jim Dalpiaz.
You want to screw with Jim Dalpiaz?
Jim Dalpiaz, LLC.
So the roll call includes Eve Elliott McCants, Arlie Pat, Kim Lufkin Williams, who's wondering about ordering mussels online.
Yeah, I mean, our online store isn't open yet.
Right.
But it will be there. But if she lives locally, you could go to, I could list some spots right now. You've got Willow's Rest. You've got Lanesville Package Store. You got Marshall's Farm Stand. You got a great new craft alcohol store, liquor store right next to the Fish Shack in Rockport called Sea and Cellar. Good name.
Ooh,
they carry all of our stuff. So they're great over there.
What is that place?
Sea and Cellar.
Sea and Cellar.
Yep,
where
right
is it?
Downtown Dock Square. Yeah.
Oh.
Is that in Kenny Porter's building?
Kenny's son and his daughter-in-law. They sell fresh seafood there too, including our salmon and stuff, because they got Roy Moore's connected to it.
Oh,
cool spot. They're doing quite
good,
well.
Good people.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of others, like, but locally in Gloucester, that's what we got rocking kind of right now.
Yeah, Vidalia's in Beverly Farms.
Yep, you got them. You got Green Grocer in Ipswich.
Are you
You've
in Tender
Crop
Farms?
Not yet. We've got Bucciarelli's up in, I think I'm saying that right, up in Salisbury. Danvers Butchery.
Oh, Danvers Butchery.
How about Common Crow?
Not yet. But we'll be getting them. You got to remember too. So we just got started doing this too. So we just started doing the sales side of it. Like we're just starting sales.
So this has been a time to invest. This is really tough. They're like this right now, and they're about to go like this.
Right. We really haven't released.
I want to get in on the ground floor. Can I get in?
Yeah. Like, we really haven't released our sales yet. Mainly it's our online platform we're using. But, you know, we're going to be hitting the streets quite hard right after the holidays. Like, I'm going to be doing a lot of the sales stuff.
You guys are
and,
absolutely
we're ready. You know, that's what's good, too. Like, with Cape Ann Fresh Catch, we now have, like, a fleet of trucks. We have two, so we can have more than one driver on the road, which also will free us up to go do sales and focus on selling, working on Twin Lights from the time.
Are these for us to try?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna make a call right now.
Yeah.
That one of these.
Prize it up.
One of these is gonna be one of the prizes as well.
Okay.
Nice. So I'm gonna take a little break right now. Felicia's gonna come in. Oh, yeah, actually, you can zoom on her because she wants the social distance.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Jim, sit right there.
Sure.
Felicia, announce what you're gonna do. So as far as the sharing for prizes. We added another one right here and how many ounces is this roughly?
It's right on there, 0.43 probably.
Old guys.
Yeah.
So the dates and the your weights on there, but that looks about just
my
shy
weight
of half a pound.
On there.
Yeah, 0.44 pounds. So from right here from Twin Light Smokehouse, this will be one of the prizes. And now take it over to Felicia. Here, hand that to her.
Can you decide what numbers I'm doing?
Yeah, we'll do 20 for, 20 for the extra one, and then we'll do 25 for the Gujanadis.
There's two cookbooks, remember I said?
Yeah, so
well,
any.
You said,
yeah.
No, I know, but I said you decide the number.
No, one of them is whatever the number we get at is one of them.
Okay, so one is just regular, and then one if there's 20 shares, I thought we were going to do more, okay, 20 shares, and then what, 25 or 30 shares, they'll be the
Gujanadis?
25,
yeah.
25, and
we're already up to 10.
Yeah.
So
you have to comment shared. Got a new one.
So if you share the link for the podcast for today's, right now, I have one cookbook that's automatically going in regardless of how many shares. If it's shared 20 times, there'll be two cookbooks up for grabs.
One extra cookbook
up for grabs. Right. And then if we get to 30 shares, what do you want?
25.
25 shares, I have a half a dozen of Gujarati cookies that I just made the other day, and they are not through Sister Felicia's kitchen. It's just Felicia, because I no longer sell cookies, so I don't want to hear from the Board of Health. That is just a generous little donation.
Yep. Not selling them.
I am not selling them.
Not selling them.
Joke. Not selling them. They contain nuts.
No, you can't try one of those. No.
And they are made in a kitchen that has nuts. So if you have a nut allergy or somebody in your family has a nut allergy, don't pick that price.
Oh, Barry was helping you in the kitchen?
I was going to say, I forgot to mention coconut.
Yeah.
All right. So there's
that's
that.
Awesome. We've shot up to 13.
Oh, wow. So we're going to make it too. All right. I love it. Yeah. We got great prizes today.
Time out. Since we still have Felicia here.
Yeah, we
there's one issue that we need to address.
A pending issue.
This is a rollover.
I did last week when your mother was here, you made a clear statement that Felicia was the pain in the ass in the family.
There we go.
All right, we just
went. I didn't say pain in the ass.
No, you did.
I didn't say pain in the ass. She was the bitch.
The bitch. Joey's word.
And I was a piece of bread. As my mother used to say, I was the piece of bread.
And he was the pickiest eater, though, I will tell you that.
Yep,
he was.
He's the
pickiest of picky eaters.
Yep, that's true.
He wouldn't have, like, crunchy peanut butter. Like, he liked crunchy peanut butter either on toast or in a peanut butter sandwich or creamy, vice versa. Like,
nice.
If you put the wrong peanut butter on either a sandwich or toast,
this is
you
what
have
I was super
young.
Super young.
See, this is the
he
stuff we need to know about Captain Joe.
Like, my mother made a special meal for him. Like, I ate whatever my parents ate, but he always had a special meal until he went to college. He came out, and actually, it was probably when you got married, I think. That's when you started branching out.
No,
like, you never would eat sushi.
No one wants to hear
about it. We laughed.
We do.
No,
I don't know.
Laughed.
Everybody wants to hear about
it. Nobody would have ever dreamed. All my cousins will tell you.
If we get 40 shares, we get another story.
Yeah.
40 shares gets another story from Sister.
50 shares, you get a naked picture of Joe.
There's a lot of kids that are like that. My son was like that. My son eats everything now, but he was a texture kid. He didn't like certain
texture
things.
Oh, you're a texture kid.
Yeah, he was.
Not anymore. We're gonna stop right there, but I have a theory about this. My mother, as Italian mother, was enabled this behavior. This is how it works. If you tell them that's what you have, if you don't want to eat it, then go fuck yourself. Then you're gonna eat what's on. Eventually, you're gonna get to eating it, right?
But that's not how Italian mothers.
Italian mother's like, oh, you don't like it? I'm not gonna scrape off the few sesame seeds that got on there. I'm gonna make you a whole nother piece.
Yeah.
And when you know that that's on the table,
very good point.
Then you're gonna do it. It's nature. You know, that's just.
I still do it for my kids. Yeah.
So you were coddled.
My mother spoiled me. Yes, 100%. I worked hard, but she spoiled me.
Does Pat have any comments? Is she chiming in at all?
No, I haven't heard from Pat today. But we do have quite a crew today.
Yeah,
we have a lot of people. So welcome everybody. We're glad you're here.
So you don't want to go through the people?
Oh yeah. Wayne Moulton says hi. Cynthia Oliver, Michael Bertolino thinks we're all nuts.
Thank you.
There, yeah. Robert and Annette Spanks have joined us. Ed Collard,
hey,
Patrick, T. McNally, who was with us earlier, Lorraine Giampa Horn,
Bobbit.
No, it doesn't. Lorraine. James Rashawn, Eileen Kelly, Andrew Wiener, sorry, Mary Ann Ladder.
Good names.
Yeah. We've got Pauline's is on, Nathan Grace.
Some of these names, we could go
Chris
whole
Thompson. Oh, yeah, I know.
Monstrous gangbang.
Right.
anyway.
Podcast. Oh, there you go. What would your poor name be?
And our neighbor, Brianne, good morning.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. We appreciate it. So how many shares are we up to?
We are at 14.
14. So 6 more for an extra cookbook. All right. So
Felicia, if we don't get to the shares, are we opening those?
Sure. Yes.
Oh, we should have made it higher. I thought that this was we want to thank the guys from the Farm Bar and Grill who hosted us the other day. Very, very nice, very generous with us. We got to try their chicken sandwich, which was outstanding.
The
the Plain Jane.
The Plain Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
They, the Tennessee Hot. So thank you to Brad, Noah, and Ryan. Our server, Denise, was great. She was very, very helpful. And the manager, Alyssa, who's always really nice to us.
Nice spread out area. It was nice to sit around. And
I love what they, you know, I was with those guys in the very beginning when they opened up.
Dodgeball.
So bikini
school. Oh my god.
You were too.
Oh yeah. I got rushed.
I did too.
I had to get like the EMT.
Oh no, I didn't get that bad.
Yeah, I like ran up and like a 200-pound man fell on the side of my knee. Yeah, I had
the
dogbot
crew, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like something about a hatchet. Was our team.
You have to bring that back. Oh, there was a lot of Jameson that morning. We're not sure. That's crazy. Yeah, I was like, I'm my knee. He's like, you might have torn ligaments. I was like, it's fine. The Jameson is handling it. Joe, can we bring that back next year? Can you make an announcement right now? Let's do it. I think I've mentioned you every year.
So I have to give a shout out. It wasn't just me that did it.
No, I know.
The guys from the Farm Bar Grill, particularly, Frankie Quinn. Frankie Quinn and I handled the bulk of the heavy lifting for that for that thing, and it was epic.
Who was the one who always did the national anthem in his American Flag? You know,
that was Tyler Hammond.
Wasn't that the whole
Tyler
whole
Hammond,
team,
yeah.
Like, American Flag?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the whole team that had the
speedo. I see that Wayne Moulton shared it. I want you to give a shout out. Anybody you see the shit, I want you to give them a personal shout out. I want you to say their name, Pat.
Got
and
it.
Interrupt me if you have.
Okay.
All right?
Up to 16.
You can
with Wayne.
I think she feels like she's timid back there.
I don't
be,
like to interrupt.
I want you to be more like a tiger.
I don't know whether that's really what you want, but okay.
Maybe not. I might have to walk that back.
Jim was silent on that one.
No comment.
So Jim Capello, who's our camera guy today.
Jim.
Hey.
Jim.
He looks like a camera guy.
Oh, thanks.
He photoshopped himself looking like Gilligan from Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah.
He did a Facebook post yesterday saying the age-old question, Ginger or Marianne?
Oh.
And it was brilliant. And I was like, oh, this is
I got from Mrs. Howell.
Go for the money. That's it. You're not getting any more shots.
Jim, seeing as it was your post originally,
yes.
Which way did you lean?
Well, I put in there, if you read under the comments, I said the first question I'd have to ask before I made a decision would be, who can cook better? Because you're on an island, you got to eat. Doesn't matter. You can't do anything else without eating, right?
You can still
be quiet.
You can still eat.
Look at what time it is.
It's getting warm in here.
I'm not blushing.
Well, I don't know. Redhead's kind of crazy, you know. I don't know.
The crazy hot matrix.
Yeah.
Crazy hot matrix.
Exactly.
So he's taking the fifth because because his wife it's her birthday today, so he doesn't
along with you, right? Just today?
Yeah, that's mine too. Yeah.
Wow! Congratulations!
Happy birthday to your wife.
Yeah, Anne, and what's your name again? Oh, the ever famous Joseph Giuseppe.
Oh, TJ, Ginger or Marianne?
Oh, Ginger, my wife's got red hair.
Oh, there you go.
Ginger, not because his wife has red hair.
Mrs. Howell.
Mrs. Howell, yeah.
Ginger?
Oh, Marianne.
Really?
Yeah.
Donna? Okay, so this is why, because you come from the sticks of the basically Midwest. And that's kind of it's a wholesome.
Yeah, I don't like the plastic.
You don't like the big city go.
No.
Don't be sexist.
You gotta have the girls choose.
Well, maybe Zoe goes that way.
No. The professor, the professor Gilligan, or the skipper.
$39 to her.
Yeah, he's got the money.
Yeah.
No, I choose me. Everybody else can go sing on that boat. I don't need anybody else.
Yeah.
Oh, you're good. She's good.
Beverly Lowe, who shared, is also commenting, sadly, the ladies have fewer choices on Gilligan's
Island. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
That is true.
I have to say, do we have to pick one? Yeah.
I choose me.
I don't know, some of those people that just showed up out of nowhere, the, you know, on that island.
That randomly stopped by.
Yeah, that randomly stopped
yeah.
by. Exactly.
Never took them with them.
Yeah.
No.
Never.
Disappeared.
I don't know if they wanted to leave.
Yeah.
The professor was a hunk, though, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh,
Nicole. I thought she was a hunk. Yeah.
What's your choice, Nicole?
We were just talking about the dog.
Oh,
didn't somebody
dog.
Have a dog?
Was there a
if
dog?
I have to choose between what, Gilligan, Skipper, the professor,
or Mr. Howell.
Mr. Howell or the dog. Somebody brought a dog. I'm going to hang out with the dog.
Yeah.
Howell was good looking.
The professor actually had a
yeah,
had a dorky.
Come on.
He
yeah.
Well,
what
are
you
going to
do?
Why
would you
get
Mr. Howell? What are you going to do with his
so I want to give a big shout out to
burn it to stay warm.
Len and Phil. I call them Thurston and Lovey. Len and Phil.
Oh, the scales?
I love
they're
them
known,
so much.
Yes, they're known as Lovey and Thurston.
Oh, there you go.
This is a little fun fact for you.
Fun fact. Oh, I should mention Bex. Bex Borden is going to join us next week. Ooh, right, is someone Donna?
I.
Somebody's
yes,
yelling, Joe.
Hey,
Joe.
Okay.
Pat, I wanted you to talk about the Gloucester Police Comfort Dog.
Yes, I think
oh,
it's
yes.
kind of cool. Did you
about
hear
that.
About?
Yeah.
Do you hear about this? His name is Ace, or her name. I'm not really sure.
What is this?
Has been adopted by the.
I'm still eating my
police
breakfast.
Force. He's intended to be a comfort dog, and he's going to be with the school resource officer, and he's particularly primarily aimed for those kids with ADD or ADHD or have behavioral problems and may need a little extra comfort. So Ace is beautiful, but they need a little bit of help with expenses related to Ace. So the Gloucester Police Cops and Kids Department is offering to businesses that local businesses can adopt Ace for a month, and they will have the business's patch will be on the dog for the month, and they'll bring the dog by the business now and again for the customers to meet Ace, and so they're looking for help with that.
I think we should volunteer Joe while he's not here.
You think so? Maybe that's what we should do.
Where do businesses go to do so?
Chris,
excuse me?
Where do the businesses go to actually?
I'm going to put a link in there right now that has the contact information on it. And if people are interested, they can go there and take a look at that.
Joe,
what kind of dog is it?
I was afraid somebody that would ask me that. It is a, I'm going to, yellow lab maybe or retriever?
One of those
big, what you know, yellow dogs. It looks, it's awfully sweet. I'm not really a big
it's
dog
It's not
person.
A pit bull.
It's not a pit bull. She's got a lot. She's looks
so
it's very comforting.
It's
Joe
is very comforting.
Is definitely afraid of dogs. But,
yeah.
So Joe.
Really?
Joe.
So we signed up for Ace to come here, didn't we?
Yeah.
While you were gone?
Comfort.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, your patch would be in
jail.
Yeah.
Your lawyer signed off on it.
I didn't give him power of attorney.
Golden retriever.
It's in the contract that we signed when we came on.
Joe, you need a dog sitting
here
with you so you can talk to
him. 2-year anniversary of his passing.
This place is great for dogs. We all know
that, don't you? Yeah.
We know this place is great for dogs.
Alicia's standing right in the
retriever.
Poop stain.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Pat, do you want to...
why
don't you put that...
Do you want to see Ace now?
Here's Ace.
There's Ace. Hold back a little bit.
Back a little bit.
Right there.
There we go.
Look at Ace.
There's Ace.
Isn't that sweet?
Who does Ace live with when Ace isn't...
I
Which
do
officer
not know.
Is,
That's a good
know?
Question.
That's a great thing to do. That's excellent.
Isn't that awesome?
Maybe we can have Ace in on a podcast. Maybe we'll talk to Jeremiah.
Talk about getting views.
Yeah.
There you go.
People love dogs.
People do love dogs. That's why, listen, big brain guy here. It's obviously not because I want the dog here. It's all about the viewers. And the
text
the
your
viewers.
Kid has become big brain guy.
Yeah.
Right?
It's from not eating
like
crunchy peanut butter. He can think better now.
No crunchy peanut butter was
hard. No
crunchy
peanut butter.
Okay, the dog loves crunchy peanut butter.
We're going to take these out of this goddamn plastic so we can get a good shot of this. Delicious cookbooks. How much did they retail for?
Point.
$40. So if you want to, if someone doesn't win it today, but they want to buy it, where can they go to buy it?
Just reach me through Facebook or through you.
Text me and we'll get.
They used to be at the cave, but they're not.
So these are $40 retail value. Is it
40%? Back a little bit, right there. That's good.
It has all the Thanksgiving recipes in it.
All the Thanksgiving recipes.
How to cook a turkey.
How to cook a turkey. Stuffing, cranberry sauce, butternut squash soup, acorn, stuffed acorn squash.
It also it has.
Sophia said the other day she'd never.
Yeah, hold up a couple pictures, Joe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw it.
At least she's on the cover with.
So,
I don't know those people.
So anyway, okay, we can't have these side conversations.
What are you talking about?
$40 value. You can't, I didn't even stop for 2 seconds. $40 value.
All right, guys, let's walk out.
I will not be treated like this anymore.
Yes.
If you share the goddamn podcast and you type in, and you type in shared, you have a chance to win this. If we reach 20 shares, there's going to be a second one, which increases your odds to win. Also, TJ donated one of the packets, a half a pound of the Twin Light Smokehouse Salmon. Unbelievable stuff. If we reach 30, Felicia's homemade cuchadadis that are not for sale. These are just to eat. And if you have nut allergies, don't take that. We also have more prizes. We have a couple of books. We have a gator from Pauline's gifts. So there's that.
So the key with this book, just quickly, is I'm a proud owner of the cookbook, but it's the stories and the pictures that are inside too. So it's not your typical cookbook. It's well worth getting it or winning it. I'm looking for a picture of Joe because there's a couple
pictures
of Joe.
There's pictures with me with hair in there.
Yeah, with hair, right. So
pictures of him from Halloween.
That's another reason to get a copy if you want to see pictures of Joe with hair.
No one cares.
We're up to 19. Harry McKenna, Logan, and Rob Cluett
Cluett. So if we get to 20, but thank you. I like the effort. I like Cluett. The effort.
That's why she's not a tiger. Because every time she becomes a tiger, you put her back in the cage. Let the tiger roar, would you?
Let the tiger roar. That should be the subtitle of this podcast. Yeah. Let the tiger roar.
Yeah. Well, the tiger and her mate brought a little treat for the 450th podcast.
Oh,
we'd like to unveil them right now.
Treat alert.
Okay.
Treat alert.
I didn't know that Joey acknowledged it was number 450.
No. Well, you will now,
right?
More or less.
So 400.
So there is a story, of course.
All right. Tell me when you want me to open it.
Go ahead,
Tiger.
Are we focused on the box right here?
Yep.
What box?
And by that, you mean...
So these
the open
are special
box.
Commemorative for the 405th to celebrate the 405th.
Oh, wow.
And I almost brought Shello this morning.
Did you really?
And he was texting me.
The 45th podcast.
Yeah.
Give
one
to the cameraman.
And there's the story part comes
awesome.
In.
I'll hold it up.
Obviously, it's supposed to say 450, but when they arrived, it said 45. And they did not.
They were 2020.
Yeah, exactly.
It's awful small.
They're only counting
focus.
The good ones.
Right.
Zero
it is.
On the 450 comes because
yeah.
they're empty. There's zero
I think it's more about our rate of pay,
yes.
our salaries, and our.
And lack of recognition.
Very
generous. So everybody gets one.
That's awesome.
Actually, when we called, they told us that 2020 used all the zeros up. So they said,
yeah, I'm sure.
They said we ran out.
We have gone over 20. With Kim Lufkin Williams and Chris Donato.
Oh, Chris Donato from
Fast Rocks.
Nice.
Wow, that is awesome. That was very generous of you guys. I love it. Do we have anything to pour?
Chris Donato.
Any Bud Light seltzers left in the refrigerator?
We have something in there.
We'll,
sure.
we'll get to that towards the end.
It's the end of November, and Chris Donato has Bass Rocks
looking
like Augusta National. I mean, it's crazy.
It does
look great job, Chris. It's crazy what you're doing with.
I don't know how they manage all those leaves throughout this.
They got a big blower. Seriously.
Yeah.
Another sucker. Jesus.
You're getting the special oil all over me.
It's all good. It's all good for later.
So, I think this is a great topic submitted by Scotty Mack.
Oh.
Because my wife.
I feel like this is a setup.
No.
Okay. Well, I get a new mask.
Okay.
We get worried. We get worried, Scotty, when there's compliments.
No,
that's right.
Oh, here we go.
That'll work. So why don't you announce, because it's your topic, with the calling the contractor. The title of the topic is texting etiquette.
Etiquette. I had recently come across a story, and it's actually happened to me, and it's probably happened to you as well if you're in business. What is the texting etiquette where this woman, I'll tell you the story. The woman texted a contractor looking for a quote to put some carpet down in her house. And the contractor got the text. It was after midnight. And the contractor replied to the text, "Here is your quote. Who the fuck texts for a price quote after midnight?" So where do you draw the line at what time you should text somebody, or should you email them, let them read it in the morning? So what do you guys think?
I'm going last. Go ahead, TJ.
Oh, I would definitely wait till the morning. Anything business oriented, and nobody's going to bat an eye at that. I would just wait till the morning when I'm up with my kids early
to respond.
And respond.
But do you have a problem? I guess the thing is, do you have a problem with someone sending that text in the middle of the night?
No, not really. I don't know. First, I've done sales for a long time, so it's like I've gotten weird ones at weird times of night, especially with beer, you know, sales and stuff. So but I feel weird responding back, you know. So I think you send a message if you wait till the morning and send the text. At least that person will kind of pick up what you're laying down, like, yeah, I'll talk to you during business hours kind of thing. But I wouldn't be upset about it, you know. Okay. But if they were upset that I didn't get back to them after midnight,
that's on them.
It's like, all right. That's a conversation you have with your friends about that text later on.
Where did you fall on it, Scotty?
I fall kind of in between. My industry is entertainment, and I'm usually a nightlife guy. So it's a cutthroat business. So with all the social media and avenues of people so feel comfortable now, reaching out to you on many different platforms, whether it's Facebook Messenger or Instagram, Snapchat. I mean, you almost have to keep up in my industry and others too, where you're so accessible. But it also flips the page on you too, because if you don't get back to them and they know they've reached you, you know, and you just haven't had a chance to respond or whatever. If somebody calls you and says, "I got a wedding coming up, are you available this date?" and it's 10:30 and it's on a Facebook Messenger, and I'm up, I'll respond to it.
Yeah.
You know.
How do you feel about sending a note?
What do you say that again?
Would you if you had a question for a contractor and it's 9 o'clock at night, do you wait till the morning to send it, or do you?
As a business person, I wait. Like being for me to send something out.
If it's like your buddy or you have that relationship,
right? That's
they feel comfortable.
Does anybody else have any strong feelings about this?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So I do social media, so I deal with comments coming in all times, you know. And if someone's going to text me on my personal phone for business after like 9, screw you. Yeah. There are so many options now with Facebook and Instagram where it can automatically respond and say like, "Hey, we're not in right now, but we'll get back to you first thing in the morning."
True.
Or
email.
But if you're or email is fine. Like, I don't care what time you send it, as long as it's not to my personal phone on my bedstand when I'm asleep at 7:30 at night.
So do you keep
wake up early.
The question is, do you keep your ringer on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Felicia, do you have a strong opinion on this?
I just think in today's world, it's business. Everyone's struggling to stay in business.
Yeah.
I just think, personally, my phone's always on because I have kids, so
yeah.
I answer.
Anybody else?
I might send.
Yeah, I feel
Nicole?
Like I get. I'm so busy during the day that most of like what I get done for myself, that's like at all productive, happens after 11 o'clock at night. And I feel like if you put your cell phone out there for business and you're hoping to get business and that's the phone number you've shared, then it's fair game.
You don't have to.
And you don't have to respond at all. But I think if someone's like remembering at 11:30
yeah,
at night,
like, and that's the other
crap,
thing
I keep on forgetting
them.
To reach out to so and so. This is the only time I'm going to remember
yeah.
to do it because then I'm swamped all day long. And
I,
if they've shared that number, they've shared that number to get business.
If you have that rapport with that person, then I think it's
right.
But
I think
where do they get
so
the business?
I think that this
I mean, where do they get the phone number? They got the phone number. It's their business.
I believe that this is a generational thing.
Yeah.
Because my wife and I bicker over this all the time. Well, we don't bicker because we're so in love that we never bicker.
If it's generational, though, wouldn't you think I'd be the one fine with it?
No, I don't. Here's the thing. Because you're closer to my wife's age, I think, probably. I guess. A lot younger than me.
Quit while you're ahead.
That's right. Hold on.
Keep thinking.
So my theory is, so I turn my cell phone off at night, and I'm with you, Nicole, and I think Felicia, that like if I have a thought I need a question answered on something, I just assume that I text a person that their phone is off as well. Maybe I'm wrong, but I say, okay, when they wake up, generally I think in my head, everybody, you wake up, you pick up your phone, you get to reply to whatever is pending from the day before because I go to bed pretty early because I have to get up so early and then I clear my slate. So I don't have a problem with anybody texting me because I just assume that I'm going to get to it when I get to it anyway but I guess the rub is, so there isn't a perfect answer because some people do leave their cell phones on overnight. So I could see where that would be very annoying.
Yeah,
I would say do mail or social media if you're going to reach out to someone. I mean, it's still on their phone. It's still going to pop up as a notification, mm-hmm. but it's not necessarily going to start ringing at midnight. You know, I keep my phone on Do Not Disturb, but still, if you know the light turns on and mm-hmm. it's for emergencies, but I feel mm-hmm. like if you're calling someone professionally, they have those other avenues.
My wife is in your camp 100%. She says, do not text that person. Do not, because they're off duty right now. And I'm like, well, like, you know, sometimes it's just a simple yes or no, or yeah, I'll call you in the morning or whatever. I know that they get the message and that's off my plate for something that I need.
Well,
to
some people really appreciate that. It's not a brush off and a quick response. Hey, I'll get a hold of you tomorrow. And then they're satisfied with that instead
yeah.
of getting into it. So
yeah.
What I do on my phone, because I never shut my phone off because of my kids, I have special ringers for both kids and my husband. So, you know, if my son in the middle of the night
yeah.
calls me, I know it's him. So I'll reach over my nightstand and I will answer the phone.
Yeah.
If it dings and whistles and it's not, you know,
yeah,
somebody really important,
yeah.
special ring, I don't answer it. You know, I might look at it and be like, I'll text him in the morning, or if I'm not, I'll answer it, you know.
All right, well, there you go. So to clear it up, there is no right or wrong answer.
Yeah,
it seems. It's like, it's
use your best judgment.
No, I mean
yeah,
it depends on what. I mean, I think in my life, I would change it a little bit to say, I'll only do this if it's really important. Maybe that's the way to handle it, or to go through Facebook. So you're saying, so wait, you said that if they sent you a Facebook message, it's okay, but not.
Yeah,
because there's you're differentiating.
I am, yeah, because
okay.
with the Facebook message, it doesn't necessarily ding. You're still going to get a notification in the morning. It's,
mm.
it's, more of a professional avenue
yeah.
nowadays rather than a text message where if
and
I'm
in
gonna,
your mailbox instead of in your ear.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, if I need to talk to someone, I'm more likely to call them anyways, which I think is a little bit odd for someone my age, but I prefer to talk on the phone. So if I have a question,
right.
I'm gonna call someone on the phone and talk to them, and I'm not gonna call them at midnight.
Like, I think that is more accepted now. Like, I remember when Facebook Messenger first came out, I had this one account that, like, I hadn't heard from in a while, and I stopped, and the woman was irate with me. She's like, I've been trying to get a hold of you forever. I'm like, I don't have any missed calls. I don't have any missed emails. She's like, I've been instant messaging you on Facebook. This is like when Facebook
yeah, yeah.
it first started.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, I'm like, that's not a professional like platform. Like,
email or call. You have my cell phone number. You know, yeah, like.
But even still, a lot of people don't use Messenger on Facebook.
I mean, I think now it's gotten more because people use it more. But like back then, it was like I didn't even know how to use it.
Yeah.
I was like, somebody that's like it'd be like now if somebody's like I reached out to you on Twitter.
You know what the bad thing
you're like. Why would you
Twitter.
Do that?
Bad thing about Messenger, just to touch on that real quick, is the little icon in the bottom right hand thing. It says check it if it's unread.
Red.
Once it's red, your picture shows up in the corner to say that you saw it. So if you don't respond, then you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he read that. He didn't respond.
He didn't even respond. He couldn't even give the 2 seconds to respond.
Right, but they don't understand. Like, listen, you're asking me for a quote. I haven't had a conversation with you to give you what's needed at your event, so I can't give you a proper quote, but I saw your message.
And it blows up your spot.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Would you like to,
Red at 11:38.
Businesses now, they're all, most businesses are on Facebook and they do have those automatic responses.
Right.
Like, if you'd like a quote, email me here and we can discuss your needs and times and, you know.
So maybe I should go in and adjust my
account.
Do
you need some help? You need a social media manager, Scotty.
Joe, I have two.
Do you happen to know one, so?
I might.
I have two quick points. People may have heard about this, but Wheel of Fortune, Beauport Hotel, is going to be one of the prizes on the wheel. I don't know if it's week or next week.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
On the Wheel of Fortune?
On the Wheel of Fortune.
How did you not make this a post?
Are you saying wheel or whale?
W-H-A-L-E.
I heard whale.
Wheel of Fortune.
Is this like a Vineyard Vines thing that you have going on over there?
We are in this big workout.
That hurts,
Sarah.
Wheel
of Fortune.
Reach your palm.
I know that I'm seeing the comments over here. You can read some of the comments. Arlie Pat, I thought, made a good comment.
Be a tiger.
Yeah,
Arlie. Be a tiger. Get out of the cage.
Regarding the phone, the texting etiquette, we've had some comments, including Arlie Pat, who said, some of us need to keep our phones on for notifications for commercial building fire and burglar alarms overnight. Which is a good point.
Yeah.
Wayne Moulton says, what's the sense of having a cell phone if you're not going to answer it?
Yeah.
He's laughing. And Patrick McNally is suggesting that you can, in his iPhone settings, if someone sends to my iPhone only those in my favorites, I'll come through.
Oh,
but
so,
for
so
others, I have silenced
not
them.
Disturbed.
It silenced him overnight.
So you, please,
is that what Patrick's
what you
not
could
answering
do,
me?
What you could do is you could have your favorites come through and everybody else be silent.
Yeah, I just have my phone set that way anyway.
Maybe I'll do that for my daughters.
During the day, if I'm busy, I don't answer my phone unless it's my kids. So.
Well, back in the day, if it was important, you had a landline. You didn't have these handheld computers right here with you all the time. And if the phone rang after 7 o'clock, you knew something was important.
Comcast triple play. The only reason people still have landlines is because it's cheaper to have a landline.
Yeah.
A Comcast triple play.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's one of my pet peeves with cell phones is like, and maybe it's just the people who used to have landlines and knew what landlines were. And is my pet peeve is if you're walking with somebody or so you're leaving a restaurant, you're going to get into a car, you're walking down the street and that person's phone rings. My pet peeve are the people who have to be stationary with their cell phone, portable phone. It goes with you. Like, we need to go somewhere.
Can't walk
and
talk.
It's
portable.
Yeah.
Like, go with it.
Those
and then they find the corner,
and
they'll
talk.
Be like, hold on. And they'll be on this conversation. You're like,
and you got with the same.
No, no. The worst one is the girl walking down the store with the speaker in a store.
Joe, I got a better one. Market Basket.
Oh, God.
Ma's age group. Their phone rings. You go Market Basket, you pay attention. Any older person like my mother's age, the phone rings, they pull their mask down off their face to talk on the phone.
Oh, yeah. I can't tell you.
I literally lose my mind every time I go to Market Basket. I'm like, do they realize
it's
not just
smart
guys
out of medical
and
exemption? It's not just people
like,
your mother's
seriously,
age.
It makes me absolutely wild. I'm like, why are they taking their freaking mask down? They're the ones that we are supposed to be staying home for.
Oh,
yeah,
I can't tell you how many people would walk into the restaurant and have their mask on and walk up to the host stand and go, can I have a table for four?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, you know it's more dangerous
it's so
when you're
funny.
Talking.
I kind of love when you're walking around with them and the phones are going off and no one's answering it, and you have to walk up to her and say, it's yours.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
All right, 5-minute warning right now for the shares.
Yeah, we're up to 24.
Oh, baby. So how many did we say for the Kuchidatis? Because I'm hoping.
25.
Are you sure it wasn't 30?
I think it was 40.
No, 40 was the naked picture of Joe.
It was, yes. It was 20 for the cookbook.
So we got one more and the Kuchidatis go out?
Yeah, that's how I understood it.
Oh,
am I wrong?
Maybe we should end it right
Joey,
now.
Joey, why are you worried?
Because I'm hungry right now. I want to eat them right now. They look so good. I want to eat them right now.
Okay, we got the 25th share thanks to Zoe. Thank you.
Oh, Zoe.
My mama wants one.
Yeah, there we go.
She put the kind one, so no one wanted to leave up.
Joe, I have another good one. We did seltzers last week, the Bud Light seltzers. We talked about the different flavors, holiday flavors.
Yep.
Last night I had an apple crisp Bud Light seltzer
with
Fireball.
That sounds good.
It was outstanding.
That sounds good.
I highly recommend
it. Hanging out with your son.
I wanted to try the apple crisp with rum.
With rum. Oh, that's right. You had mentioned the dark rum. No, that was the ginger snap.
The ginger snap with the dark rum.
Have you guys had the Down East Cider Donut?
Oh, my son just bought
it's like all the rage. It's hard. You can only buy one pack at one 4-pack at a time.
Oh, dang. My God.
But it's great, but it's like it just tastes like cider. That's what a cider donut tastes like.
Well,
it just finally took a cider donut.
I do enjoy
this donuts. Many years to be like, we should call it cider donut.
Genius.
Mind blown. Public service announcement. Turkeys.
Turkeys, yeah.
Big frozen turkeys need to go in the fridge from your freezer like today.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's
and,
our PSA.
all the grocery stores have the turkeys for like super cheap right now.
Really? Mm-hmm. Does anybody notice the turkeys? Like usually people at a big gathering, so to get a big turkey you have to search high and low. There's all the big turkeys, but there's no small turkeys this year.
Yeah.
It's the government's big turkeys.
Oh,
get up your farm stands. They got them all.
I can never even
find
a turkey. I swear to God, every time I go to a grocery store.
What do you do? Go the day before?
Sure, how do you know
when
the turkey's
done? Yeah, pretty much.
All right, that's
fine. Pretty
much.
That's so
good.
I've always done like my family. Yeah, I've got
I was meaning to thought he was going to pick up on that.
Yeah.
All right.
So I have a question.
Go ahead.
Can you ask anybody if they have any red pool noodles?
Are you focused on fish? You can get a little closer.
I am looking for like 6 red pool noodles. If anybody has them, you can bring them down to the wharf to Joey.
Oh, like the wacky noodles. I'm thinking edible stuff. I'm like, what is a pool noodle?
the floaty noodles. Or green. I could do red or green. I'm in need of both.
All right.
For a project for Joey's niece and nephew, working on.
Yeah, big time.
What if Mile Marker has it? They usually sell them in the lobby, and the pool's been closed for
I know
so
I
long.
I can go to my Amazon, but the project is
they are not at the dollar store. We
no,
were yesterday.
No, so. I know. Trust me, I know. You can order them on Amazon. It's a pretty big project. And Nicole yesterday dropped off a bunch of supplies to pitch in. That was super helpful. She saved me a trip out of town. So if anybody has pool noodles, please.
TJ actually had a fun fact about pool noodles.
Oh yeah, the guy who invented pool noodles was like a plumber, and he'd throw the pipe covers in the pool for his kids to play with.
Oh,
now he's
a
billionaire, I think.
Wow.
It's like,
that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Interesting. If anyone that hasn't yet, please go check out my art show at Cape Ann Coffees.
What is the cutoff, Joe, if you wanted a print bigger, I just wanted to know, for Christmas?
One of my prints?
Yeah, say somebody wanted to order a bigger print.
Well, we'd have to go to James Eves, probably, I'm guessing, like 3 or 4 days for James.
Okay, the cutoff for Christmas, like to get it in time for Christmas, what are you saying?
They're already printed at Cape Ann.
Oh, you can just go and pick them up?
Yeah, they're on the wall, yeah, they're framed, so you don't have to. So a lot of places sell their prints, and the printer's a lot of money, and then it costs twice as much for the frames. These are framed for $150. It's a really good value.
Good.
And I'm proud of the work. So check them out at Cape Ann Coffee.
Yeah,
thanks for having my stuff there. Let's do our pick. All right. How many? We got 25 exactly?
26.
All right. If any come in before
Okay, do your practice.
All right, I gotta get my random number generator. The
He's
first one.
Shake it. Watch, Joe's gonna shake it. Everybody,
I'm gonna watch it.
Like
Julia says hello.
Wait, did you say
26
or 25?
Hi, Julia.
Six.
Okay, so this is.
Tiger Pat, any other comments, questions?
A comment that most of the live turkeys seem to have gone missing from Hespers Avenue, and I will agree. I haven't seen a turkey in quite a while over there.
They're all in phases yet.
Yeah.
Good job at Waring Field in Rockport.
All right, we're going to go right here.
We have a massive beaver behind our house.
Oh,
and you should be talking about
jokes, right. So,
jokes,
what you're going to do, you're going to comment
fast,
with the price.
Okay,
right?
I'll get back here and I'll say that. So, this is how it works. You comment on what prize that you want. The first person that gets picked gets the first pick. But if I go to the second person that gets picked and they comment on which prize they want before you, they get that prize. The third one, if they comment before the first and second one, they get the first pick. We're going by the comments as they come in. So if it pays to stay to the end watching this, because if you weren't, you could have won a $40 cookbook and then you don't get it because someone else. All right, so this is not going to be it. All right, this one that I pick next when I press the button is going to be the one.
It's one.
No, this is not it. When I press the button.
I'm kidding.
Number 12 is the first winner.
He is the luckiest guy on the planet, Ed Collard.
Oh my God, he is. So Ed, put it on on the chat right now, Pat. You're not on the chat. Up there.
Come on, Tiger Pat.
All right. So that's number one. Okay, so number two. Number one.
Number one is Brenda Grimes Davis.
Brenda Grimes Davis. All right. So you have to comment which prize you want first. And go here. 23
is Lois Ann Whitmarsh Hamilton.
Ed Collard says
Ed
cookbook.
Collard, yep.
So that's one of the cookbooks is off the table. Who is the lost?
And Brenda Grimes Davis also says cookbook.
All right, the cookbooks are gone. So we're gonna recap because we have we still have the dipshit and the gator with the fisherman statue on it.
Yep.
We have. This would be my
No, that's mine, Joe.
Not yours.
He's trying to hide.
Twin Light Smokehouse Salmon.
Right.
And then
we have two
books from Francis Sullivan. All right.
And the cookies.
Oh, and the cookies.
Don't forget the cookies.
And the cookies, the Kuchadadis. Wow, so how many more do you have to pick?
Six.
All right.
Number eight is Michael Berlino.
Oh, he finally won.
Yeah.
Good for him. Ollie Pett put down salmon, but he didn't win.
But no, some people are trying to get it in. So Lois, let us know what you want. We have a couple of comments trying to jump.
So Lois
would like the gator.
All right. So the gator's she gets the gator and the dipshit.
Okay.
All right, so next. You can't win twice. So if your number comes up the second time,
you
can't enter.
Random generator doesn't take out.
Number five.
Number five is Chris Thompson.
Oh, Mike Bertolino. The cookies are off the table. Michael Bertolino.
I knew he
cookies.
Was going to get those. Just, maybe, from
maybe he'll text and we can eat them.
Michael Bertolino won one, right?
No.
Yeah, you said Michael Bertolino.
He said Michael Bertolino.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
So he's got the cookies.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep, cookies. So Matt cookies.
Huh?
Yeah.
Michael Bertolino is getting the cookies.
Yeah.
He wrote it.
Okay, sorry.
Stockholm Ave in the house.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, ready? So we have the books and we have the salmon left, right?
No, correct. No,
okay. Wow. I can't believe the salmon is still there. 15.
15 is Jennifer Dort.
Jennifer Dort. All right. And all right, we have that, and we have the books.
So you need two more.
No, just one more. The salmon and the books, right? All right, here we go. Ready? Number one.
Did one already?
Number one already.
Okay, so not number one.
Number 19.
Number 19 is Carrie McKenna Logan.
Oh, from the chamber. Well,
yep.
She just was from the chamber.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for that.
Congratulations, Carrie.
Congratulations to everyone.
You have 6 hours to pick it up. If not, it comes to me.
Jennifer Dodge says the salmon.
Salmon.
So you have to pick it up down at the dock.
You have 2 months to pick up the salmon.
It means the books is the only thing left.
Don't.
So we have the books now.
Books are left.
Oh, Carrie, you were late, so you get the books, Carrie.
Oh, very close.
So that was awesome. So we have everything. So if you're a winner, you have to pick it up at the dock.
So that leaves Thompson for the other book.
You have it all written down?
I'm doing it right now. Chris Thompson.
You have to come pick it up at the dock. And so that's it. Get ready. You can go to the graphics now. And that's the out right here. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. All right, Jimmy,
sorry.
Get in there.
Sorry, folks.
No, we almost lost it. Go ahead, get in there, Jimmy.
Okay, can you get it?
Come on, Cub, Jimmy.
Ladies and gentlemen, absolutely no peanut butter, junky peanut butter sandwiches and piping plovers were harmed in the making of today's podcast. Thank you.
I love it, Jimmy.
Did you hit the finish?
I didn't hit.
Hit finish up there.
It's okay.
Right there, please.
Oh, so we were.